My event in Saltkits went absolutely fucking brilliantly, so it did. Listen, I don't know when I'm going to get back to that. I genuinely don't. There's been that many things that have happened this week, which seems to be my MO. It seems to be that everything that ever has to happen, ever has to happen to me in that particular moment in space and time. I've done a lot of that chat. I've done a lot of that fucking a moment in space and time chat during my soul coats thing. Let me tell you, where did I fucking start to get the train out again today? Because my van broke down. I've had fucking no luck with cars recently. I'm still... Let me fix this microphone. Let me just fix this a wee bit so that it doesn't fucking explode when I'm talking into it. I've had no luck with cars. Like, fucking none whatsoever this week. My good lady wife's car is still in the garage. That garage has now decided to get me to phone a subcontractor. So now what I'm doing is I'm doing their fucking micromanagement. So I've been fucking raging. No, I haven't been raging. I've been annoyed, so I have, but I haven't been verbally abusive. I don't know if I've told you this. The guy asked me to leave. I don't know if I told you that. He said to me, if you keep talking... For the life of me, I still don't know what I fucking said. For the fucking life of me, I still don't know what it is that I said that warranted this response. But he'd had my car for fucking 4 weeks. Do you know what I mean? 4 weeks, and then there was a point at the beginning of the week when I phoned him and I told him again what the problem was. He said, oh, I wish I'd known that at the start. I was like, I fucking told you this at the start, but I didn't swear. I said, I told you this at the start. But when I was in the fucking room with the guy didn't even want to fucking talk to me. What happened was they left me in the reception area and he stormed off into his office to have a bit of a fucking huff, basically. And then when I heard them talking about me, I fucking just went through it. I was like, all right, mate, like, what the fuck, what's going on? But anyway, he'd said something to me, and I said something to him, and he went, if you keep talking to me, I'm going to ask you to leave. And I was like, that, talking like what? And he said, if you keep talking like that, I'll ask you to leave. And I was like, but telling you the truth. You're annoyed at me for telling you the truth. Is that what you're annoyed at? And I says, but you're going to ask me to leave without my car. That's what you're going to do. And I don't even know if I told you that, right? But eventually, when I get then panned onto this fucking subcontractor, right, I was on the phone to him. He was fucking raging at me. And I'm like, listen, I'm not the fucking enemy here, by the way, pal, buddy, matey. I'm not the guy. I'm fucked off with the garage and they've panned me off to you. This is what they've done. They've dumped me at your doorstep. And then I kind of had a reasonable conversation with the guy, and he's had my car for my good lady wife's car for 3 days, and I phoned him back this morning, and he fucking patched my phone call. And I'm like, what the fuck is it what is it? Am I emitting some sort of fucking pheromone? But then what happened was, to solidify it, my fucking van broke down. We were going to Killeen Castle, me and the good lady wife and the two younglings, to go Pokemon hunting, because that's what I'm fucking into now. So are the younglings. See, when Pokemon Go came out, it was the fucking best thing ever. I played it constantly. I love Pokemon. I don't know if you know this, but I do. I fucking love Pokemon, right? And I used to play the card game, and I played all the Game Boy games up to a point where it kind of got a bit like, this is just the same game over and over again with different Pokemon. And I don't have that much time to invest into this. Do you know what I mean? I was like, I don't have that much. There's not a much back. Nobody's paying me for my Pokemon. Do you know what I mean? It's not as if I'm going out there packing, catching a fucking Pikachu, and then someone's going, I'll buy that Pikachu off you. It does that with cards, though. I know a guy. There was a guy who came to my door one time, and I don't even know why we were talking about it. It's probably because I've got Deadpool spray painted on my garage. I don't know if I've fucking told you that either, but I have. I've got Deadpool spray painted on my garage. I've done it myself. I've done it, obviously. I didn't get somebody else in to do it. Like, that would be fucking stupid. Do you know what I mean? Like, that would be stupid. Like, well, I'll get somebody else in to spray paint my garage. That would be fucking ludicrous. So what had happened was, my gran died, and we were all a bit sad, obviously, because she died, because that's what happens when people die. You get a bit sad, don't you? Like, you know what I mean? You get sad, but then, do you know what I mean? Like, my gran was a ripe old age and stuff like that, so I don't think it was like a traumatic, tragic thing, pardon the pun. Do you know what I mean? Because she made it to a ripe old age of 76, I want to say 76, but it might have been 75. I don't think it was 75, because she held on till a day after her birthday, I'm sure, because she didn't want to be 75 when she died. So she held on like a day and a half or 2 days after she died, so that she could be 76, because she didn't want to be 75. Or I fucked that up and she was 74 and she didn't want to be 74, and then she was 75. And me doing that is maybe disrespectful to the fact that she hung on all that time. Do you know what I mean? Maybe I'm being a prick. But I painted her a Deadpool in my garage because I knew she'd love that. That's not why I done it. My youngest was a bit sad about the whole thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, it was a bit sad because it was like, he was really young at the time. My youngest youngling would have been fucking maybe 3 or 4 months at the time. Do you know what I mean? So my eldest youngling would have been 2.5, over 2.5 potentially. And then, so he was obviously hit him really hard. That was one of the times where he played. This is weird. We were talking about this the other night, man. Me and my goodly wife are talking about this because this is what we do. We get fucking really deep about conversations. Do you know what I mean? We don't really talk about fucking the weather. Like, we don't talk about the weather unless we're watching Twisters, which we watched. We watched Twisters and then we talk about the weather, but we talk about the weather that will fucking blow all your clothes off when you're walking down the street. Do you know what I mean? Next thing you're fucking bollock naked, like a micro twister. Imagine that was a thing. Imagine that was an actual fucking thing. Or imagine if someone was a streaker and then they used that as an excuse, but they were like, it was one of those fucking dastardly micro twisters that blows all your clothes off. Next thing I know, I was bollock naked in the middle of Buchanan Street. I'm really sorry, officer. That'd be fucking, would that work? Probably, that wouldn't work. You'd definitely get put in the jail. If you were a guy, you'd get put in the jail. If you're a man, you would get put in the jail, because if you take all your clothes off in public and you're a man, you're a fucking dirty fucking wronging. But see, if you take all your clothes off when you're a woman and you're in public, you're either a feminist or an artist. Maybe, I don't fucking know. I've never been a woman and I've never took my clothes off. Do you know what I mean? I'm really fucking sorry. I totally apologise. So my gran died, right? What happened was, when my gran died, my eldest, where the fuck was I talking about? He was sad about it and all that sort of stuff. That's what we're talking about. And he actually blamed himself. There was a time where I was in the, what the fuck was that noise? Something made a noise in here. Please tell me there's not something living in my workshop, because that would fucking terrify me. Do you know what I mean? Like, a spider's fine, but they don't make noises like that. A rat would annoy me. A rat would annoy me. A mouse I'd probably make friends with and write a song about. Do you know what I mean? But a fucking rat, you'd be like, You're in my kitchen, what am I going to do? Do you know what I mean? You'd be like, get the fuck out of here, you dirty rat bastard. Do you know what I mean? They're not like, but maybe it's not. Maybe it was just my fucking seat, and now all I've done is I've just let it fucking, let my imagination run wild, and now there's going to be, I've got the cold. Can you hear that? Can you hear that I've got the cold? Like, I haven't had the cold for fucking ages, man. And I took put it down to the fact that I don't eat a lot of shite and I do the fasting and all that. But I think what it is, because I'm not fucking lying when I say it. See, when I went away to Stranraer, I'm never going to be able to say that right. See, when I went away to Dumfries and Galloway, see, when I was in Dumfries, is that the fucking place? When I was there, right? Sands of Luce. See, when I was there, I'm not joking when I say it, I worked fucking constantly. I never sat my ass once. Like, that's a lie, because I had to sit my ass when I was writing. But, like, I never fucking stopped. I just fucking worked constantly for the minute I fell asleep to the minute I woke up for 3 solid days. And then when I get back, I just, like, it fucking, the cold just hit me like an absolute fucker on the Tuesday. Totally fucking nailed me, man. Like, totally just, I couldn't breathe and all that sort of stuff. I'm still whenever I'm blowing my nose, it's like fucking yellow. That's when you know it's not good for you. See when it's got a fucking yellow green tinge, don't eat it. See when it's clear, fucking put that in your tea, man, full of protein. Like, the fuck. Don't do that, it's fucking disgusting. That actually made me feel fucking, actually made me feel a wee bit sick just saying that there. Do you know what I mean? Like, I actually, putting your snotters inside your tea, like, it's fucking disgusting. What was I talking about, man? Oh, the fuck, my head is about, I've got the cold. What was I fucking, there's not a rat in here. We were on our way to Clane Castle, my van fucking broke down, talked about the younglings. He blamed himself. My eldest youngling blamed himself, because my gran was dying. I was in the hospital constantly, like, just back and forward, as you do. If you've been through something like that, you know exactly, you know what the fucking drill is, you've been here, you know. So I was in all the time, and then I'd come back, because I knew that, like, my good lady wife was, it was hard for her because she was in the house with a fucking 4-month-old and a 2.5-year-old and he's got what I've got. Do you know what I mean? And at that point, we were looking at him going, what the fuck, there's something, I'm not quite fucking sure what it is, but there's something fucking different about this one. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's, not that I had anything to compare it to, but I'd heard stories about how I was fucking mental. Like, my mum told me, and my gran told me, before she died, obviously, she told me, she never told me from beyond the grave, although we did have a fucking few moments. My gran told me a story. Listen to this. My gran told me a story. This is true. This is a true story that my gran told me, right? Now, my gran is not a, she was not a liar, my granny. She wasn't. My granda, fucking ridiculous liar. That's where I get it from. See, a fabricator of the truth. See, someone who is not content with just the way that normal things go and adds other bits on it, like micro twisters that rip all your clothes off. Do you know what I mean? Like, that sort of thing. That's my granda. That's what I get that from him. Like, he lied to me for fucking years. So see all that, oh, I got my name from such and such, and all the fucking making things up about, do you know what I mean? The Eggman stuff and all that. That's where it came, it was fucking him, right? My gran was not a liar. My gran was the fucking honest. I get so my letter, because I think I am pretty honest, do you know what I mean? In a way, like, I am pretty fucking honest, but like, I maybe too honest sometimes, which is why guys in garages go, if you talk to me like that again, I'll ask you to leave. Is that what you fucking do, mate? But you ask me to leave? What if I say no? What if I say no? Or what if I do is, if I stand out the front door? What if I stand at your gate? And we have a conversation like that? Do you know what I mean? Like, why the fuck am I talking like that? I don't even know. Let me take another drink of tea. It obviously did fucking annoy me, because, and then what happened was I was talking about it at this thing in Solcoats, which I'll get to eventually. Like, I was talking about my fucking robot that tells me if I'm being a dick or not. Listen, I fixed that as well. The SSL certificate had expired on that website, so you couldn't access it, right? But very kindly, one of the readers of A Practical Guide to Walrus Chasing, I can't remember your name off the top of my head, because there's been that many fucking people have bought this book. Do you know what I mean? I'm now up to, I'm past the 300 mark. I haven't got exact figures, but I've sold more than 300 copies of my Practical Guide to Walrus Chasing, which means I still need to score out the 250 goal on my bit of paper that's in my wallet, and I will do that after this. So I will. I need to get a ruler though, because it needs to be nice and straight, because that's what I was going for, is trying to make it look nice so I can still read the rest of the stuff and it's not like just a big smudge mark through it. What the fuck was I talking about? Jesus Christ. The guy he said about the SSL certificate, right? So that has now been sorted on my rule0.5allwords.com, right? Rule0.5, and that's the robot that I use to talk to myself when I feel like I'm being a dick. And I spent a bit of time on my robot after this thing had happened, because I was like, was it mean it was being a dick? But the thing is, they've had the car, we're going into 6 weeks now. Like, do you know what I mean? We're going on to 6 weeks now. I think I'm well within my right to be frustrated. And the guy actually said to me, he goes like that. He said, I actually think we've been really good with you. And I was like, yeah, but you would say that. Yeah, but you would say that. You would say that. Of course you would fucking say that. Of course you would say, we think we've been really good to you, because I actually think I've been incredibly patient with you. I would say that. You might not think it, but I would definitely fucking say that. If I was trying to gaslight someone into thinking that they were doing the best job that they could, I would definitely start with that. I've been working on this tirelessly. I haven't stopped working on it. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I'm not going to talk about the garage, but I'm going to talk about another guy eventually when I fucking get there. We'll talk about my gran. My gran died. Why was I talking about my gran? My fucking eldest. He blamed himself. Oh, my gran. The story. The honest to God story. Here's the fucking honest to God story. Jesus, I apologise profusely, right? But it's not about... it's not about the fucking, where the actual story from beginning to end. It's the fucking, it's the diversions that we take on the way that some people will either find incredibly entertaining, or other people will go, this guy just frustrates the fucking life out of me. Tell a fucking story, mate. Right, so my gran used to volunteer in a community centre. I'm not going to tell you which one, but she used to volunteer in a community centre and she'd work behind the bar. Now, let me swallow all that fucking lovely, nutritious, protein-filled snot, right? My gran was working behind the bar at a spooky night. See, one of those nights where the clairvoyant people, is that what you call it? The people who can speak to the dead and all that sort of stuff, right? Now, I'm on the fence with that, man. I'm on the fence with that. I do think that the vibrations that we leave on this earth while we're alive have to go somewhere, but I don't think that they go to a place where we are just all like fucking ghosts walking about the place like Ghostbusters. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's like that. But I do think that there is ways where people try and communicate back and forward. Whether or not there's people that can do this, or whether it's all a very clever trick or all that sort of stuff, I don't know. I'm on the fence with. I haven't actually sat down with someone I would love to sit down with someone and try and figure out whether or not they're lying to me or not. Whether or not they're saying to me, I'll ask you to leave because it benefits them. Do you know what I mean? Like, try to figure that bit out. I would love to do it, but I don't know. But this is the story my gran told me, and I know for a fact she's not a liar, right? She's not a liar because she's dead and she can't lie anymore. But she wasn't a liar when she was alive. So what had happened was, the person, the clairvoyant person, was on the stage going like that. I want to speak to such and such. Don't know why they speak like this, but this is who I'm trying to have. The spirits are telling me. They're doing all that sort of shit, right? They're shtick. They're fucking cool. Because obviously they ham it up a bit. Obviously it's a fucking bit of entertainment as well. Like if you went on there and you were born as fuck, but you could actually speak to spirits, no one would give a fuck. But see if you went out there like The Undertaker and you could fuck it and you couldn't speak to spirits, but you made people believe you did. You would fuck with people. Like, take my fucking money, mate. Take it all. Let me hear what my fucking uncle said. Do you know what I mean? So, let me clear my throat. What happened was, she was working behind the bar, and the woman started going, my gran's name was Helen, by the way. I want to speak to, someone wants to speak to a Helen. A Helen. And nobody says a fucking thing. There's no Helens here. My gran's at the back fucking doing all the shit and all that. And the woman that she's working with goes like that, you're a Helen. You're a Helen. And she's like, yeah, I'm a Helen. You're right enough. And then she went, the woman in the stage, the person that's speaking to me had said that is telling me that they're not calling her Helen, they're calling her Ellen, and she hates getting called Ellen. And that's when my gran was like, that, what the fuck? Because my gran, people would call my gran Ellen, and it fucking drove her up the wall. She hated it. She'd be like, no, my name's Helen. It's not Ellen. Do you know what I mean? She'd be really fucking annoyed about it. So that's what made her listen, but she never said a thing. She didn't go, that's me. She just started listening. And the more she ignored, the women went like that. They're still talking to me. Anyway, all he wants me to say is this. Don't worry, he found her. And my grandma's like that. Holy fuck. So she came up the road. She came home and she sat down and she was telling me about it. And she was like, what had happened was, so see when her mum died, right, which would be my mum's gran, my great-gran it would be. When my great-gran died, I don't think I was alive when my great-gran died, do you know what I mean? But when she died, what had happened is my gran had woke up in the middle of the night and she seen her dad, who had died when he was like fucking, when she was like young. I don't know if she was in her, I don't know if she was in her late teens or she was in her early 20s when he died. But she woke up in the middle of the night and he was sitting at the bottom of her bed going like that. And he turned around and said to her, did you hear your mum died? And she was like, yeah, yeah. And he said, I haven't found her yet. And she was like, well, you'll need to keep looking. And he's like, I know, but I haven't found her yet. And then that was it. And then, like, honestly, like, fucking, my gran would have been in her 60s when this person had fucking done this. And she said that thing. My gran was like, holy fuck. Now, it could just be a coincidence. It could just be total fucking coincidence, right? But at the same time, it made my gran feel better. But I know for a fact that my gran never gave the person anything. Do you know what I mean? She never went and said, oh, that's me you're talking to. She just listened and the person said stuff back to her, which I was like, oh, that's really fucking interesting, isn't it? That's a really fucking interesting thing. What was I actually talking about? What the fuck was I actually fucking talking about, man? At the cold, we're doing the Pokemon Go thing. Well, we're going to Killeen Castle to do the Pokemon Go thing, right? So my two younglings in the back, my good lady wife's car's still in this fucking garage of eternal fucking damnation or whatever it would be. And I don't know what to do about it. I really don't know what to do about it. I'm getting to the point where I think I'm just going to drive up and go, just give me the fucking car back, man. Just give me the car back. Listen, see, I don't even need you to admit that you're all cunts. Like, I don't need you to admit that you're all pricks. I just need you to know that I'm pretty fucking positive that you are. Like, pretty fucking, like, I've done the maths. I can show you the working, but I genuinely think it's yous that are being pricks here. Anyway, because I know fuck all about cars. Anyway. I was driving along, a coil light came up on my dashboard, right? And then the battery started flashing and the van started like doing, it was chugging essentially, but not in a dirty, we'll put you in the jail for doing it way because you're doing it in front of folk. Like that, it was moving back and forward sort of thing. And I pulled into a lay-by and I was like, at first I was like, I said to everybody in the car, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me now, because it was like, I am so fucking annoyed at everything to do with cars right now that I am not thinking logically. I'm not thinking logically. See, until I am at a point where I know what I'm going to do so that I can sort this problem, I'll engage you all in conversation again. But I never said that. I just said, don't talk to me now. I was like, right, what do I do? I was like, you pay for the AA cover, so fucking phone the AA. That's what you do. So I went to start the car again. Battery flashed. It didn't start. I was like, right, okay. Phone the AA. My good lady wife phoned her dad. He came and picked, was coming to pick everybody up. I was like, right, cool. So I tried the van again. I got the AA app out and I said, this is my problem, all that sort of shit. And they gave me like fucking six options of what is wrong. And I was like, the only thing that looks similar to it is fucking battery. So I clicked the battery thing. And then I waited. for half an hour. And I sat there waiting for half an hour, and I tried it again, and it never worked. Then I left at 10 minutes. I tried it again, and it started, but then it just went, vroom, and it just like died again. I was like, fuck's sake. So the next thing, I'm sitting there, I'm just looking about the place and all that, and this guy, the AA guy, just appears on my left-hand side at the window, right? And he just looks at me. He just looks at me. He doesn't say hello. He doesn't fucking do anything. He just fucking looks at me. And I look at him, and I'm like, all right, mate, do you want the keys? And he just fucking kept looking at me, never said a thing. And I was like, right, what happened was the coil light came on and it flashed, and then that battery, like, I didn't know it was a coil light until I parked the car. Let me just fucking say it now. I never knew that because I had to get my phone out and Google what it fucking was so it could tell me what it was. Then the battery started flashing, and he went, well, you've told me it's a flat battery and now you're telling me it's a coil. It's something to do with that. And I was like, I looked at him, I went, This is the point. See, afterwards, when this all fucking got sorted and all that sort of shit, and I went up the road and I took my fucking edible, when I started thinking about it, this was the universe testing you. Because see, for a while, right, I feel as if it's constantly just testing me to see, all right, so you have changed. Let's fucking see. Let's see how much you spiral here and start to worry about the fact that the van's going to cost you money to fix and all this sort of stuff. Let's see how far you go then. Let's see. So when the guy done that to me and he said, you told me one thing, now you're telling me another, I looked at him and I went, I don't know anything about cars, mate, which is why I phoned you. And then he went, then his demeanour changed. Where it was that way, or I was like, I think you can tell in my face when I'm like, see if you want to fuck about with somebody today. I'm not the cunt. I'm not the person that is to be fucked about with today. Do you know what I mean? So, and I was like, I know fuck all about cars, which is why I phoned you. Know what I mean? Which I could have went on to go, which is why I pay the company you work for to do stuff like this, because I'm not a fucking mechanic. I'm not a mechanic. If you want to get in the finer fucking details and nuances of fucking the C major scale, or you want to have a fucking conversation about Pokemon Go or something like that, let's fucking do that, mate. But see, right now, you're the smartest cunt here, and I'm admitting this to you. You are the smartest person in the room. Don't be a prick to me. You don't need to be a prick to me just because you understand cars a bit fucking better than I do, which is what was all going on in my head. But it never came out like that, because I genuinely think I'm getting better at dealing with this shit. I'm getting better at dealing with this shit because I'm seeing it as tests from the universe. I'm seeing it as the universe going like, is that fucking right? Let's see how you go on with this. And then when I don't react, I am rewarded. Because what happened was that guy goes, right, start it up. And I started the car up, the van up, and it went. Nothing else came up. And I was like, he said, I don't know how far you'll make it, but see, if you go up to the end of the roundabout and you go to this cafe place and all that, and you pull in, we can do a diagnostic test there. I was like, right, cool, we'll do that. My van drove fine the whole way there. Something to do with low pressure in the fuel. There was low fuel pressure, which had caused the thing to happen. Then what happened was I phoned Lee, who you know that I talk about all the time now because I've got fucking hundreds of car problems. I was like, Lee, are you in the garage? He's like, I'm in the garage. I was like, can I bring the van down? Because such and such has happened. I need somebody to look at it. He was like, absolutely, man. So I think that was the universe turned around to me and going, is that fucking good for you, mate? You have changed. You have. You know what I mean? Because I have changed quite a fucking lot, to be fair. I don't think I'm anywhere near as spirally as I used to be. Like, things would happen and I'd spiral into, how are you going to afford this? This is going to fuck, what the fuck? And I'd constantly go down that looking at door two. If you don't know what that is, read my fucking book. Constantly looking at the door two thing and all that. And I do think, and when I took my edible and I was making my dinner that night with my good lady wife, I'd said that. I was like, I feel like this is what's happening. I feel as if I'm being tested by things. I feel as if it's trying to push me a wee bit further just to see how far, to see if I'm ready for it. To see for whatever it is that I'm asking for. Because I've been asking for the same things every day for nearly 5 years now. I've been asking for the same thing and I've been working towards the same thing. And I think it's getting to the point where it's like, so you think you're ready? Okay, let's see how you deal with this. I genuinely fucking believe that. That might make me sound mental, right? But I also know that there's people out there that think that the person in the bingo hall is able to talk to their fucking dead relatives and stuff like that. That might make them mental. But it's not harmful. Do you know what I mean? It's only harmful if that person tells them stuff that drastically alters the course of their life because they believe this person. If they knowingly do that, then they're being a dick. Rule 0.5, read my fucking book. Read my fucking book, man. So let me cough and drink tea. So that's what's been happening. What the fuck was I actually talking about? The soil coats thing. Let me fucking tell you about that, man. Let me tell you the thing about the soil coats thing. Let me tell you something else, though, before we start, right? Before I start telling you about the soil coats thing, and let me distract myself with this for a while. This is your last week to sign up to the Cult of Walrus. If you don't sign up by the end of March, I don't know what date I said, but I'll make it the end of March, 30 days past September, April, June and November, by the 31st of March. If you haven't signed up to the Cult of Walrus by the 31st of March, you will not receive a copy of the Eggling Badger, the First Corporation T-shirt, sticker sheet, and a selection of other goodies that I haven't quite figured out where they are yet, but I've got them. Do you know what I mean? There's a limited edition Elementary Penguin badge. Not badge, sticker. Pardon me, that'll be coming your way as well if you're a member of the Cult of Walrus, right? If you're... Fuck it, sorry, keep burping. But also, if you're a member of the Cult of Walrus, please be looking at your email, because you're going to get an email from Eggman in the next couple of days that is going to ask you for some vital information so that I can get this stuff to you. All right? That's what I was going to say. The second thing I'm going to say is... The Last Jackalope is totally in fucking production now, by the way. Like, it totally is in production. I spoke about this at the thing at Soul Coach, right? So I done an experiment on Thursday. I'll tell you what my experiment was. Fucked with the cold, cleaned the whole house, and I said, right, when I get to the end of cleaning the house at 2 o'clock, what I'll do is I will set a half-hour timer, I will sit down, and I will start writing the short story, Shug Invents Art. Remember the two cavemen I was talking about? I've started that story, right? I started doing that short story, and I was like, and I will see how many words I can get in 30 minutes. And I got, ready for this, 1,170 words in 30 minutes of this short story, right? Whether they're good or not, that's up for debate, but that's how much I got without looking up and just putting down all the things that were in my head onto a bit of paper. 1,170 words. And then I looked at it, and I was like, and I done that in half an hour. So if I spent more time thinking about the things that I was writing rather than just fucking blah, 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 doing it like that, I could probably get 500 words, which means in an hour I would get 1,000 words. And then I was thinking, so how long's a novel? And it says that a novel is somewhere between 50,000 words to 100,000 words. And I was like, so in 50 days, if I wrote every single day, I could have finished The Last Jackalope. And I was like, you probably could do that, mate. So I've set myself that. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to finish The Last Jackalope. I'm one chapter in right now. I'm 3,500 words into it. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm working on that. Because I was thinking about it. I think the next stage of my artistic endeavours, right, as author. That's what I need to do, is just write stories, just write stuff. That's what I need to be. Not an author, writer. That's what I need to be. I need to be a writer, like Hunter S. Thompson, which is why I brought my mad yellow glasses with me today, which I'm not wearing because I thought that'd be a bit fucking much, but a bit too on the nose, a bit too petrolly, if you know what I mean. So like that's what I'm doing. I'm a writer, right? I'm obviously a walrus chaser, but I'm a writer. And the fact that, listen to this, see, it's all coach, right? 26 people turned up. So let me take you through. So I've done 4 events. The first event I done was in Cowinan Library. We get 10, right? The second event I done was my one at Blitzkrieg in Glasgow, which got 4, right? The next one that I done was in Carnegie Library. I get 19. And then the last one that I done in Saltcoats, there was 26 booked in. I don't think 26 appeared, but I had 26 booked in, right? People turned up with actual fucking questions written down. There was people who had read my book, read the guide from cover to cover, and had multiple questions about the things that I'd said within that. I spoke for 2 hours there, filmed the whole fucking thing, sold books, sold fucking prints, sold badges and all that sort of shit, right? Signed things for folk, done all that sort of stuff, and I was like, this is... exactly what you should be doing is this. Like, this is what you should be doing. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is the most profitable thing that you've got right now. Is that the amount of time that you spent talking for those 2 hours, you get paid for being there and you get paid for selling the books to people. Like, this is fucking exactly what I should be doing. And I'm not joking when I say this. See, when I said that, 11:11 just appeared on the screen of my computer. My wee screen where I can see myself when I'm talking. Like, that's what I'm talking about. I was like, this is exactly what I should be doing. So I filmed all that, and I'm going to cut it all up into small videos, and I'm going to start putting it out on my social media platform, TikTok and all that sort of shit, and start selling more books. That's what I'm going to do, because it went really fucking well, I think. Like, it went really fucking well. There was a point where one of the people was asking me things about the rules, right? And like all these different things. I don't really know how to describe it to you. Like, I don't, but I'm incredibly grateful that it happened. But it also, when I was talking about it, and I was, because I watched it back yesterday while I ate my breakfast, and I was watching it, and I was like, you, from the outside looking in, right, I look just as comfortable as some of the fuckers that I see on TikTok talking about things. Do you know what I mean? Like, experts talking about stuff. And I was like, and you are comfortable in whatever the fuck this is. So you should just keep doing it. Like, this is what you should be doing. So you now need to figure out a way to get yourself into more places to talk about the book. How do you do that? What's the next step with that? Do you just start trying to find shops and saying, I'll come along and I'll talk about it? Like, what is the way? What is the way to double down on that thing? Do you know what I mean? But it went really, really fucking well. And I've not got another one booked in yet until, well, I haven't got anything booked in yet. So, but there was lots of people who messaged me after and were like, oh, I wish I'd known this was on. And I was like, sign up to my newsletter. Sign up to my newsletter, because see, when I put stuff on Facebook, fucking Mark, whatever his name, Zuckerberg doesn't want you to see it unless I pay him for it. Whoever owns TikTok is exactly the fucking same. Do you know what I mean? Like, that. This is it. See, if you night sign up to my newsletter, you will hear directly from the Eggman. He'll tell you everything, man. He'll tell you, because he's the best. He's my greatest advocate. He'll tell you all the fucking good stuff that's happening. Do you know what I mean? Sign up to my fucking newsletter. But the thing in Soul Coats went really, really fucking well. And I'll start putting those videos out so you can watch them. And I think that is, I don't know, I'm mad into the writing now. Like, mad into the writing. And I think, right, this is going to sound fucking mental, right? But it took me a long time to convince myself that I was actually capable of doing it, right? But now that I'm doing it and I'm reading it back and I'm looking at stuff, I'm like, I've done an audiobook for the fucking, I told you about this, the audiobook for the Egg Lane Badger. And I was like, listening back to it and going, like, you've heard me say this, I walk away from things that I've painted on the regular and go, fuck, you're still not any fucking, you're not where you want to be with this thing. Do you know what I mean? But I was listening back to that and going, it's actually okay. Like, it's actually pretty fucking, see, for someone that's never wrote a short story before, like never wrote a short, unless you were in primary school. See, when I was in primary school, here's a fucking story, right? When I was in primary school, I wanted to write a series of detective comics about a guy called Alex Gunn. Gun with two N's, right? And I stole jotters. That's how into this I was. I stole writing jotters out my primary five class so I could go up the road, and I wrote in the front of it, like, The Adventures of Alex Gunn, and I'd start writing these stories about this fucking guy. I don't know how much I've done. I don't know if any of them still exist, but that's what I've done, right? And then I drifted away from it because people told me that spelling was really important. Do you know what I mean? Like, the teachers would tell me, your spelling's atrocious. But they wouldn't look at what it is I was trying to write. They wouldn't look at the content. They wouldn't look at, like, that's a really interesting thing that you've came up with or anything like that. They would just go, it's spelt wrong. And automatically I thought, oh, it's fucking spelt wrong, so it's just wrong. Do you know what I mean? And it's the same as art, isn't it? It's the exact fucking same as art, where it's like, well, your banana doesn't look like a banana, so it's wrong. You know, fuck you, you fucking prick. I mean, work in a garage. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you fucking dick. Like, that's the... Not that all people that work in garages are dicks. I'm not saying that. I know lots of people that work in garages and they are completely sound. They are completely sound. Which is why it annoys me so much when something like this happens, because I'm like, you're making everybody, you're making all the garages look like wankers. Do you know what I mean? Because of the way that you're acting right now. Anyway, that's what I'm doing. I am focusing my attention on three things, so to speak. The first thing being writing, right? Writing stuff and writing stories and all that sort of things. I've got another book in my head, the follow-up to A Practical Guide to Walrus Chasing, which is called The Walrus, right? Or Chasing the Walrus. That's what it would be. That's the second book, right? That's not started yet. I haven't started that yet. I want to do The Last Jackalope first. I want to write something fictitious before I get back into writing about the real. Because the real's hard. The real's really hard. To write about things that have happened is really difficult because you're trying to pull knowledge that you've probably forgot out the recesses of your mind. Whereas when you're writing fiction, it's like, fuck it. Do you know what I mean? Like, fuck it. Like, I started doing things like, in The Last Jackalope, I started coming up with plants and insects that lived on the planet before anything else lived on the planet. And I started writing all these different things about what these specific types of plants do and all that. And then I came up with an idea where I was like, I'll do a thing that will come out in The Cult of Walrus, which will be the Flora and Fauna Guide of the Doomed Moon, which would be written by The Last Jackalope, who's called Jack. And it's like all the different plants and stuff, species, and what they can do and what they're capable of and all that sort of stuff. And that would come away as an illustrated guide that you would get through The Cult of Walrus so that you know a lot about the stuff that's on the planet before the story turns up, sort of thing. I was like, that's a fucking good idea. Write that down. Write that down in your wee book. So I'm going to focus on the writing. The other thing I'm going to focus on is the selling of the books, right? And then the third thing I'm going to focus on is the jobs that come through the door that make me money, right? In that order. And then, or not in that order, the jobs that come through the door that make me money, I'm going to focus on until I know I have an average of how many books I sell a month, an average of how many things come through so that I can then go. Plus my Cult of Walrus subscribers is going up. That's me past 40 now. I think I'm at 42. So that's going up and up and up. And I'm like, fucking great, man. Things are happening here, which is why I think the stuff for the garages is happening. Because it's not just like, that's one of the things that make me spiral. But there's other times, like, for example, see, remember I was doing that video, if you're on my Instagram and you follow me on Instagram, stuff like that. I'd done an application for, and I'm not going to tell you the name of the place, an application for the Edinburgh Fringe to do a practical guide to walrus chasing at the Edinburgh Fringe. It was a form, but it said in the form that you could do a video rather than fill in the form. So fucking fantastic. That suits me. So I'd done a video and I sent it in. I never heard anything back. Haven't heard anything for fucking ages. And I was sitting not well on the couch on Friday. And I was like, I'm just going to message them. So I sent them an email going, hi there, how you doing? I haven't heard anything back about this thing. And I've had no views on my video. Like, I've had no views on the video. That's why I send the videos, because then I know who watches it. And I know how much of it they've watched. Do you know what I mean? Like, I get that real-time feedback. It has never happened before where someone has watched it and I've never had the view. And then what happened was, when I messaged, they said, I'm so sorry, but it's shut. You should have got an email. This is the email we sent out. I watched both your videos. And I was like, nah, I don't think you did. There's a bit of me that doesn't think that you did, which has happened to me definitely more than once, because there was a time that I applied for a commission, which was worth 5 digits. So it was, this was very early in my career as an artist, so it was. But what had happened was, their email address wouldn't take the PDF that I was sending because it was too large, so I dropped it off in a pen drive. And when I dropped it off in a pen drive and I walked out, I was like, that's going to get lost. So I sent a follow-up email saying, I've dropped this in. Then about a month later, I messaged and I'd said, did you figure this out? And they'd said that they'd gave it to somebody else. And I was like, oh, right, fucking great. And I was raging at that. That really sent me into a fucking... In fact, I gave up art after that. That's what happened. Like, I get so fucking angry at being an artist and the fact that nobody took me fucking seriously that I went like, fuck yous, I'm not doing this anymore. And I went and I got a job in a digital marketing company. That's the truth. That's how much that made me spiral. I've just realised that as I'm saying this to you. That made me spiral to the point where I was like, I'm not fucking doing this anymore. I'm obviously not the same as the rest of you fuckers. And I just stopped. Because it was a fairly reputable place that had put out this commission. Which is why they had to put out as a commission, because it was worth 5 digits. And legally, you can't pay somebody within the public sector more than £10,000 unless it goes to tender. Like, that's part of the legal aspect of that thing. So that's how I know it was like a fucking reputable thing. And they never get back to me. And the same thing happened again with this place at the Fringe. And I was in there like that. And I was going to write back and go, that's okay, don't worry about it. Could you send me some feedback in my video though? Just to see what happens. Just to see, like, because I'm now booking other things and I would really like feedback on it just so I know whether or not I'm on the right sort of path. I'm on the right kind of, I'm doing the right thing sort of thing. I think I will send that just to see what happens, just as a wee grenade. Not as a fucking, is this me going against the fucking grain here by doing this? is this me doing that? Am I just playing into that? Is this a test? Is this part of the test? But it's like, well, if you do that, you're still a prick. Do you know what I mean? Or am I being jet? Because I would like feedback, because I am fucking doing all this sort of stuff. I want to turn the the Practical Guide to Walrus Chasing into a, I've said it before, a thing where people turn up and we talk about it, and that's what it wants. That's what I want it to be. So I'm asking for feedback on for a reason, not just to be a dick, but also because if they didn't look at it, then I'd like to know, because that's a bit fuck. Because I spent a lot of time on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was a 10-minute video. I edited it all together. Like, I read up the questions and all that sort of shit. Like, I spent a lot of time on it. And if they didn't watch it, I'd rather they just told me the truth. Do you know what I mean? Than lie to me about it. So that's what I think. So I never got that thing, because they either didn't look at it or I never made the grade. And either or, the decision's still the same. It's not as if they'll open it back up and take it away for somebody else because they never watched my video. Like, I know that. But I think that's part of the test. I think that was another one where it was like, okay, so because I was trying to, I don't really like using the word, but I was trying to manifest that. I was trying to make that happen. I was thinking about it all the time and thinking about how great it's going to be to do something at the Fringe and all that sort of shit. And when it didn't happen, it was almost like, well, I could be angry about this again, or that is not where I should be, what I should be doing now. I should be focusing on something else. Do you know what I mean? I should be doing that sort of thing. So anyway, listen, I'm just going to leave this here because someone's coming to film me today. So they're making a wee short documentary for a university thing. So they're coming to film me, and they'll be here in about 25 minutes. And I need to go. Plus, my throat's still sore. Can you hear that? It's very sore. I'm sure no well. That's about fucking. And then whenever my good lady wife was saying to people, like, she went to the butcher's and she'd said, they were like, oh, where is he today? No, he's in the house. He's not well. He's got the cold. And one of them were like, oh, there's fucking nothing worse than a man with the cold. And they all fucking people seem to think that, especially like women. Do you know what I mean? Like, they go, oh, have you got the cold? As if like every guy's going to be going, oh, like, I was still working. I was cleaning the house. I was doing all the other shit. It's just I do it and I snotter over the place and I fucking feel more shite when I'm doing it. So anyway, fuck this, man, right? Look, thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got, and I will catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.